is the temple of Kameshwar Mahadev, one of the four principal deities of Lord Shiva, installed by Vajranav. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Mataji came here to Kamyavan and worshipped this deity of Kameshwar Mahadev for children. And in answer to their prayers, Srimati Radharani became their beloved daughter. So we should also, when we come before Kameshwar Mahadev, we should very sincerely, humbly pray that the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we can develop a real love for Vrindavan and a real enthusiasm for devotional service.
There's a very nice prayer. In Murari Gupta's Kadacha, there it describes when Murari Gupta's notebooks, when Mahaprabhu did Dakshin Bharat Yatra, it describes, I can't remember the name of the place, that Mahaprabhu entered into one Shiva Mandir. And immediately upon taking darshan of Lord Shiva, he composed one Shivastikam. So this Shivastikam is composed directly by the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And two very wonderful verses are there. One is my very favorite verse. But anyway, Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shore Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamatya Bringadipaya Kila Dukahantre. That's Rama Govinda Mukunda Shore Krishna Narayana Vasudev, Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. Lord Shiva's always absorbed in drinking the Namamrit of these names. Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. Bringadi Paya. He's just like a bringi, this bumblebee, drinking the nectar. He's completely just like this bringi. He's so much, this bumblebee, he becomes so much absorbed, especially if he finds a lotus flower. He just goes on drinking, he becomes so absorbed in drinking that nectar, even the petals close around him in the evening, he just goes on drinking. Even he knows he's going to die when those petals close, he's so much absorbed. So he's just, Lord Shiva is just like that bumblebee. He doesn't care that he's going to die, he just goes on drinking that nectar. So like that. So he's offering his obeisances unto that Lord Shiva. Who's Akila Dukahantre, who's relieving the miseries of the whole universe. Then the final verse in Astika is Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tatapranataya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samudkanta Govinda Leela Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. So this is my favorite verse that I sing every time before talking. He says, Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya. He's the Mangal Utsav of Gauri's eyes. Tat Prananathaya. He's the Lord of her life. And Rasa Pradaya, he's bestowing Ras. How? Sada, always. Sada Samut Kanta, with great longing, great feeling. Sada Samut Kanta Govinda Leela Gana Praveena. He's very expert in chanting Govinda Leela with great longing. Unto that Lord Shiva, I offer my humble obeisances. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananataya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samutkanta Govinda Leela Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam.
As you know, now we always need the permission of higher personalities to go to back to Krishna, actually. Just when you want to visit maybe a famous person, it is good to establish a contact to his secretary, so that by the secretary's special management you can see that personality. So Lord Shiva is the entrance of Vrindavan as Gopeshwara, and he is the one who will allow us entrance into that highest of Vaishnav destinations, that's to dance with Krishna, to be with Krishna. And here is a verse from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his work Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, to this Gopeshwara. Brinda Brindavavani pate jaya soma mole sanaka sanandana sanatana naraditya gopishvara braja vilasi yugangri padme prema prayatsya nirupadi namo namaste. Because we are all struck by the arrow of tiredness, I would like to give you a little relief by encouraging you to repeat after me this wonderful verse. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan.
O gatekeeper of Vrindavan.
O Soma Shiva, all glories to you.
O Soma Shiva, all glories to you.
O you.
O you.
Whose forehead
is decorated with the moon,
and who is worshipable for the sages headed by Sanakana, Sanandana, Sanatana, and Narada. O Gopishvara, desiring that you bestow upon me prema, for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, who perform joyous pastimes in Brajadham, I offer pranams unto you, time and time again. So the know Lord Shiva is worshipable by the greatest saints, because it is acknowledged that he is Gopeshwara, the one who is at the gate of Vrindavan and allows us entrance. Lord Shiva Mahadeva ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Go Premanandi Hari
Bol. And of course all of us know that famous verse from Brahma Samhita, so we can all say it together.
Shiram Vyadara Dhikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Nahi Tata Krishna Gasti Heto Yesham Mutama Pitata Samupaiti Kaya Govinda Madhi Purusham Amam Bhajami
Har Har Mahadev. From here we'll proceed to Bimalkund by a forest path. Just to the left, just behind here, is the place, you remember in Mahabharata, that everyone became very thirsty when they came to this Kamyavan forest. When they entered this Kamyavan forest, they're very thirsty. And Yudhishthira, he sent Nakula, he didn't come back, he sent Sahadeva. We all know they went there, a boy said, don't drink the water, you'll die. They drank anyway. And when Yudhishthira came, he saw all his brothers dead. The boy said, don't drink or you'll meet the same fate. He was about to drink and he said, all right, where are you? I can't see you. So Yaksha appeared on the tree. And that very famous part of Mahabharata, Yaksha Prashan, that took place just behind here. So we don't have time to go see all these places. There's just a tiny little one-way path there. So just be aware that this is where that Dharmakund is, where that Yaksha Prashna took place.